Real quick, if you've got a voice, a message, or a story to tell, this one's for you. Whether you're launching a podcast for your business, your brand, your community, or just because you've got something to say, RSS.com makes it easy. Simple setup, clean dashboard, and distribution to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all in one place. No tech headaches, no confusing steps. Just press upload and let your voice travel. If you're building something, sharing knowledge, telling stories, or just starting conversations, RSS.com gives you the tools to be heard. Hit the link in my description, sign up using my affiliate link, and start podcasting your way. You bring the message, RSS.com handles the rest.
Oh, we in the mother soaking building. Welcome back in, my friends. Welcome back in to another episode. Yes, we're back. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition, another installment. New episode of your favorite, you know, entertainment, anime. We get right to it. Get to the business podcast. You feel me? The Black Hockey Podcast is back. I'm your host, Big Ron's, the Big Tyron's, the Big Ty, the Pie Guy, in the building. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for such a successful season starter. We appreciate y'all. Give a hand clap for you guys. Again, we love the engagement with our listeners and fans and non-listeners and non-fans of the show. We appreciate the engagement through and through. So listen, be sure to follow me on YouTube if you haven't already. If you're more, you know, inclined to go on YouTube, follow me at Who Is Tyronza or Tyronza D Hicks. You can get all of clip shorts and some clips from our podcast on my page there. If you want full content, you can go to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/EpicEchoPro. That's where you can become a member for free and get this content for free and others on our podcast. But if you want some more, for $3 a month, you do get exclusive content also as well, and exclusive episodes that don't make it out into the public. So be sure to subscribe to our Patreon as well. And if you're in the Instagram hemisphere, be sure to follow us on Instagram as well. You can follow me, Who Is Tyronza, and you can follow our podcast network page, Epic Echo Pro, all right? _ Epic Echo Pro. Listen, we're here to give you a good episode. I got one for you. We're not here for a long time, but a good time, okay? And from last episode, I got the names together. What am I talking about? I couldn't tell y'all for the life of me who the hell Yuka Okotsu and Suguri, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was fucking up their names. Well, I didn't even know their names, right? But we're back, right? Now, JJK Modulo 20, the leaks have come out, right? And as we know, we're at a point to where Yuka has basically went into a suspended state, has summoned Maharaga. Maharaga is fighting the leader of the Cimmerians, which is Debra. Debra is learning on the fly reverse curse technique, positive and negative cursed energy, using that and creating new techniques, right? Because here's what this is what we know so far of JJK Modulo, right? And we said this in last episode. JJK Modulo is 65 years or 60 something years after everything happened, you know, and everybody beat Sukuna and everybody went on their merry way. We seen it with Wee Wee being the fucking new leader of the Shadow Style with all them kids sitting in front of him. You know what I'm saying? Looking creepy as hell. Right? And so, again, Yuka's in a suspended state. Sugiri is facing Maru right now. Maru is in his like awakened state, but Sugiri is at a point to where him and Rika have now formed and given, you know, Maru the business going blow for blow. Right? So chapter 20 has released in a sense with the leaks coming out. I know that the new chapter will probably be out on Sunday, right? So we get to the part where, of course, Debra is learning on the fly again. Reverse curse technique. He's channeling positive and negative curse energy into basically a new curse technique, which looks a lot like maybe a hollow black, maybe not a hollow purple type shit, but a hollow black type. It looks dangerous, right? It really looks dangerous. But he asked the question, now that I've created a new technique, what do I do with it? And I'm like, well, you're fighting probably the most adaptable and one of the strongest people, not even persons, just the strongest entity in the verse. One of the strongest entities in the verse, because his curse technique is adaptation. And if you don't get it right, he's probably going to adapt to that curse technique. Any curse technique that's going to leave Maharaga alive, that will is going to spin. And once that will spins, it's going to start adapting. So you're going to have to get it right. Okay, cool. Now we cut to Sugiri, Rika versus Maru. They going at it. Da, 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 da. However, right before all of this shit, remember, Yuji has entered the chat. Okay, Yuji Itadori has entered the chat. He sent piercing blood all through this damn building, right, for humans and Sumerians, because they was about to fight and shit like that. A Sumerian jumps out the window, tries to hit Yuji with a, you know, with an axe slash or whatever. Yuji blocks it easily. Comes with a mother. He coming with a left. All he did was charge up just, I believe, maybe just a small amount of curse energy. Hit that man with just the most nonchalant black flash I have ever seen. And asked the man, you'll be okay from this, right? I ain't even hit you for real. I ain't hit you for real. The man started to ping pong off buildings so damn fast. In one panel, the man, all of his eyes, including his third eye, was fucked up. He then tells the man who sees him, oh my God, that's Yuji Itadori. He hits him with like a little piercing blood, scratches his cheek. I don't know why he does that. Yuji is just in this state of just like, I don't give a fuck. Which, I mean, whatever he's seen over the last 67 years has probably made him into a way where he just don't give a fuck, right? Cool. So now some cursed spirits are coming to Tokyo, and this man hits the coldest dismantle, just like killing all of the cursed spirits in just one. Yuji is that guy, right? Yuji Itadori is peak number one now, period. No question about it. So now we get to some of the final panels in Sugiri and Maru. And Sugiri and Rika were charging in for a slash with the soul splitting katana, right? And so as they're charging in, they cut them, but it's too shallow, right? Now, this is where I may have gotten confused. And if I've gotten confused, please put it in the comments. I'll probably clip this up. Because this was interesting. Rika's mask came off, and Sugiri said, thank you, Rika-chan. Or Rika-san, whatever it was. And she said, good luck. Or you got this. Whatever it was, right? The mask comes off. Rika's mask comes off. In a flash, he steps up to Maru, like, and the way the panel looks, I'm just saying this right now. I don't know if Rika helped him unlock his heavenly restriction. I think that's possible. I don't know if there was a binding vow between Rika and Suguri where I give up your power to fully realize my heavenly restriction, because that could be possible too, which I believe either one could be. I'm leaning more towards the former, where, or maybe it could be the last. I don't know. It's just weird because at the end it was like, I think Maru was asking the question, did he use a binding? Because the way that he just popped up in front of Maru and like, bang, you just saw blood, right? It wasn't a shallow cut then. I knew that. Because he's activated his heavenly restriction. The way Suguri looked when he ran up on Maru, like Maru, he looked like his grandmother and his great uncle in Toji and in Maki. He looked menacing, like nothing can stop him. And yes, Rika with Suguri in maybe like half, let's say 50% heavenly restriction was still giving Maru the business. This is Suguri in ultimate released, now I can learn at a young age, heavenly restriction. He's there. He's on that level. It just, I'm now, again, if you think it's more of a binding vow, let me know in the comments. If it's more of a Rika, I don't want to say trained him in a sense, but like, kind of trained him in a sense to where now he can, he's fought so much with Rika that now his heavenly restriction has been awakened and he doesn't need her anymore. I don't know. Because I think both could be right. I think both can be right, honestly. But it was just fire. So I'm definitely here for it. If you haven't gone to see it, go check it out. The Maki episode, man. Let me tell you something, JJK. You're coming with the shits, okay? If you have not seen JJK season 3, episode 4, perfect, perfection or something? I don't know. It was the Maki episode, as I call it, right? Now, what I've been hearing a lot is my Japanese brothers and sisters across the water really not liking this episode because it came with a lot of action and it came with a lot of pizzazz and just a lot of flair and thriller. Need I remind you guys that, and I do agree that there are some points that I felt like the emotion should have been there, but man, need I remind you that the chapters in JJK, let's not act like they give a whole monologue. They did exactly what to honestly 90% of the chapter and gave emotion where it was. Now, I do agree that the music could have been better. I do agree that Maki should have brought her sister out when her father really understood, like, oh, shit, she's activated her heavenly restriction. She told you. I wanted to see her bring her sister out. I will give y'all some points in that. But overall, stop it. Stop it. Because then I seen JJK episode 5 with introducing Hikari. And it was a lot more talking than action. Is that what y'all are asking for? Because I don't mind that either. Because, again, a lot of the manga was talking. That particular scene, in a sense, was talking. They talked a lot. There was a lot of points where they fought a lot. So I'm trying to just get a gist of what you're mad at. Because to me, for me, the emotion was there. When my sister is dead and she's sitting there saying, my, like, that was some, like, come on. Like, I think y'all nitpicking. I'm going to just be real. I think there's some nitpicking going on there. that just like, y'all, come on now. Like, it was a really, really good episode. I'm not saying it was the best thing of all time, but it was one of JJK's best episodes that they've made to date, period. It was fantastic. Yes. Give me that 10 out of 10. And everybody, I keep hearing everybody trying to sit here and like put some love on Ronta's name, who is the cousin of Maki, who was, you know, paralyzing her with the eyes and shit. I'm like, nigga, it don't matter. She on her Itachi shit. She don't give a fuck who you are. She don't care. She marking you. That's it. And which she did. Marked him. That man bled out to death. Because he couldn't. He pushed. Man, broke that paralyzation. Said, get this shit off me. Get off me. Maki is the truth. Shout out, man. JJK, you rocking out, man. You are rocking out. All right. New One Piece DLC. I'm very excited about this. I'm not going to lie. The new One Piece Pirate Warriors 4 DLC pack came out recently. And I didn't think I was going to like it. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't think I was going to like it because this one had particularly Enel, who was the lightning god, Z, who was the old man Marine from One Piece Z. And then you got King, right? And I didn't think they were going to do King justice. Let me just be very clear. Very, very clear. I did not think they were going to do any of these guys justice. I was proven wrong. I was proven dead wrong. Dead wrong. This was fantastic. This pack right here is fantastic. I love playing with King and Enel specifically. Z is a beast. My only critique is that I wish in his awakening form, Z would go like Haki because Haki in his arms, because one of the ultimate attacks is him shown like having Haki in his arms and like throwing a like big, you know, strong punch at the whole, you know, at the whole scene, you know, and knocking everybody away and, you know, killing everybody or whatever. That's what I would have thought the awakening was going to be for, you know, his awakening for One Piece Pirate Wars 4. It's not. It's just a regular awakening to me, to just, you know, give him more stronger boosts. But, you know, neither here nor there. Enel, I mean, is dope as hell. Lightning, they got the, you know, two ultimate attacks where he gives you the big ass lightning ball, and then he, you know, transform into that lightning god mode, and then King, you know, he gives you the extra flaming, you know, imperial flaming wings, and then he gives you the extra imperial flaming wings. You know what I'm saying? And both, they got. They have Z as a power type, Enel as a special type, and King as a sky type, right? The funny thing about these is they all play as, like, if you play them correctly, they kind of play as power types, all of them, especially Enel. I think they really made him OP. Like, it's just really crazy to me. His just, if you ever play the game and get that DLC pack, his moveset is crazy. It's just crazy. Like, you could really go through the whole like treasure log, all that shit, like free log and all that stuff, just with him going crazy because his moveset is just OP. It's ridiculous. Like, to me, I thought who had the best OP moveset was Roger. Now, even without Haki being applied, I think right now Enel has the best moveset in One Piece Pirate Wars 4 right now. Like they really shocked me with that one. Like I was like, oh, and I've had this game for almost what, like 3 years now, right? This is probably the best, some of the best DLC packs they've come out now. Well, now listen, I will say this, because I have ranted and raved, and I will continue to. Now, as much as I do love these DLC packs, and I do love them, One Piece Pirate Warriors 4, I really do. Can we get a Zoro? Can we get a Sanji, please? If you're going to give us Roger, Garp, a Luffy in Gear 5, right? If you're going to give us Divine Departure for Shanks, come on. Like, Ichi Dai Sen Senkai is getting on my nerves now, okay? And I know I butchered that, but I don't care. I'm sick of doing that. Give me King of Hell style Zoro. Give me Ivrenit no Jumbo Sanji. God, why is that so much to ask? Update some of this, the story mode. Like, I love the DLCs, but put some work into it too. If you're going to give DLC packs, put some stories behind them too. Gosh, that's all I'm saying. You giving us this great, all these great characters, but you can't update the y'all can't give us the two main characters to update, Sanji and Zoro. I bet you $10. $20, $50, $100, that if you update both those characters with Luffy updated, my God, today, I kid you not, you would see a spike in gaming with that game and people buying that damn game. Let them come out with that shit in the next couple months. I'm glued to the TV. I'm playing this shit all over again. Like I ain't played it in years. Like I ain't never played it. But this shouldn't even be a this. What I'm doing right now and ranting about shouldn't even be a rant, because it should have already been done. That's where I'm getting at. This should have already been done. You're giving us Lucci in his new form and shit. You're giving us S Snake. You're giving us Bonnie. You're giving us Shanks from the movie. You're giving us his daughter. You're giving us Garp. You're giving us Rayleigh. Can we get the updated crew? At least just Sanji and Zoro. Damn. Please. One Piece Pirate Warriors 4, please. Can we get that? Jesus. All right, I'm out of here. Y'all ain't gonna read my blood pressure. I have not read the new chapter of One Piece yet. You know what? How about this? Let's, in real time, let's read it together. Let's do it. Hold on. Because I know. Let's do it. Hold on. Let me get into it real quick. Because I know this new One Piece chapter was fire. I know it was. I know it was. Let's get into it. Hold on. Let me see. Chapter 1172. The Elbaf I Admire. Okay, there are three foes. Okay. They're trying to face the monsters. Yep. Uh-huh. My boy Broggy and Dory are now like they the giants that basically, you know, Rox was looking like when he got turned. You know what I'm saying? Where we at? Okay. Jigal is basically telling it. Oh, shit. Emu about to get into it. Zoro got a plan. Well, I wonder what plan Zoro got. And now I think that's the thing. What plan does Zoro have? Is it a plan to open his third eye? Is it a plan to use Emma at its full power? What is his plan? And we understand Emma is a curse. Listen, all of his blades are cursed blades. So I don't believe he's really used them to their fullest potential. So I'm excited to see where the second in command goes with this, you know. But, you know, Zoro a little slow, too, at the same time. So, listen, it's all good. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. We will see y'all on the next one. Again, subscribe to the Patreon if you want full content. If you just want some clips and some shorts, you can go to my channel on YouTube. And follow us on Instagram and Threads. All right? We love y'all. We thank y'all. And we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace, peace.
Registration is open for the experience. Part 2, The Dripping in Black Creators Retreat, March 6th to 8th, 2026 in Detroit. A curated experience for storytellers, podcasters, and creatives ready to elevate. We close with the Black Ice Brunch, a signature celebration of culture, food, and community. Retreat registration and Black Ice Brunch tickets are available now on Eventbrite. Space is limited. Let's elevate together.